what to drink. To be true to your fast, you should only drink water, black coffee, or unsweetened tea, hot or cold. Most experts agree as for having coffee or tea during your fast, you should be just fine. Some experts say if you drink coffee with less than 50 calories, then your body will still remain in the fasted state, so your coffee with a splash of milk or cream is just fine. Others will say absolutely not. I also personally believe caffeine also has a stronger effect when ingested on an empty stomach, so it does a better job of helping you battle fatigue and brain fog. This makes increased concentration another perk of intermittent fasting with coffee. Technically, you're not fasting if you add any of these to your coffee because they all contain calories. However, fats themselves won't influence your insulin or blood sugar levels. So some experts say this is the most recommended choice if you're looking to boost your insulin sensitivity if you have prediabetes or diabetes. While you may have heard recommendations for bulletproof coffee made by adding butter, coconut oil, or MCT oil to coffee, be aware that it contains over 230 calories in a 16-ounce serving made with a tablespoon of each fat. So you're adding tons of fat and calories. We have to discuss coffee for a minute because the biggest problem people have with this is that they don't want to drink black coffee under any circumstances. I have to drink coffee with cream in the morning, they tell me. This is just a must. If I can't have coffee with cream in the morning, this diet is not for me. As I mentioned in Waste Away, coffee is a great way to get you through your fast. Coffee and unsweetened tea act as appetite suppressants. You should not consume any calories while you're fasting, and that includes coffee with cream. Remember, this is not a diet. I know plenty of people that use this approach to eating who are drinking coffee with cream in the morning. Believe it or not, you can still get results. I have an aunt who's 5'4 and 90 pounds and has her coffee this way. She drinks coffee with cream multiple times a day until about 1 p.m. However, she only has one or one and a half meals after that. She eats very, very little. However, I don't recommend coffee with cream because I believe it will slow down your progress and keep you from discovering true hunger. I prefer you dig in and learn to take it black or try unsweetened tea instead. 80% of the fat loss battle is controlling your hunger, and coffee is a great way to delay hunger until you're ready to eat. Most of the women I interviewed drank unsweetened coffee with a little creamer and still stay very thin. Black coffee is what I recommend. However, like they say, you do you, boo. Remember, you can also have green tea in the morning and maybe open your window at 12 and have a cup of coffee with cream. I want to say that 90% of the women that I interviewed did have a splash of cream in their coffee with no sugar because they just didn't like the taste, and most of them had half and half organic or fresh cream. So on the other hand, I've seen people who have taken cream out of their diet and lost that extra 10 pounds they needed to lose just from taking the cream out of the coffee. This is something you have to decide, but I wanted to make clear that the people who were thin, 90%, did put a splash of cream in their coffee. Remember, you can train your body to have black tea or black coffee or green tea with no cream. Another option is to break your fast around noon or have coffee with cream then. For me, what I do is to have a cup or two of green tea in the morning, and then around 12, I'll have a cup of coffee with a splash of cream. I have trained my body to not like sugar in my tea or coffee. I know tons of people who have trained themselves to like coffee completely black. I drink black coffee sometimes, but I rather wait until 12 to have a cup of coffee with cream because I like that more, and that takes me to about 2 p.m. to eat my first tasting. But as I said, I know a lot of thin women who have a splash of cream in their coffee and are still super thin. There is a timing when you should drink coffee as well. Don't drink it as soon as you wake up. You're not usually starving when you first get out of bed. Save it for later when you feel hunger setting in, but you need to push on with your fast a little longer. That's when coffee and tea are a great help. I recommend no more than 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. If you drink more than that, it won't be as effective in suppressing your appetite. One thin friend of mine told me she is 10 pounds lighter because of the amount of tea she drinks. Anytime she thinks she wants something to eat, she just brews up another cup of tea. Having an electric teapot makes that so easy. Just click a button as you walk by, set up the cup and bag, and then voila, the water's ready. She drinks black, green, or herbal teas all day long. Her favorite is an organic chai to which she might add a little creamy oat milk.